USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is sending another $400 million of your tax dollars in military aid to Ukraine. The Department of Defense announced the additional funding as Russia continues to target Ukraine's critical infrastructure with missile strikes. This, as White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says, Ukraine is continuing to push Russian defense lines back.
The lines, if you will, have been pretty well static over the last few days, not much movement. But there is some incremental progress by the Ukrainians in the south and, quite frankly, up in the northeast as well.
The northeastern part of the United States is expecting record-high temperatures, while parts of the deep south are bracing for severe fall weather. Places like New York City, Boston, and Philadelphia could see new record highs. Meantime, cities like Dallas are under a tornado watch until Friday night. A new RSV shot is being given the thumbs up across the pond.
A new RSV shot for newborn babies has been approved in Europe. The European Commission says it's approved a new drug developed by Sanofi and AstraZeneca that's meant to protect babies from getting the respiratory virus. The shot has yet to be approved in the U.S. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A top Fed Reserve official is ready to back off when it comes to interest rate hikes, if only slightly. Speaking to CNBC, Richmond Fed President Thomas Barkin said he's ready to be more deliberate with such rate hikes as a means to combat inflation. The jackpot for this weekend's Powerball lottery drawing is now $1.6 billion. Lottery officials adding another $100 million for Saturday night's drawing due to brisk ticket sales. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
A Florida congressman is making a bold prediction about next week's election. Republican Michael Walls says he doesn't think there will be a red wave in Tuesday's election, but rather a red tsunami.
Look at the actual numbers. In 2020, 2018, across the state, Republicans were actually behind Democrats in terms of early voting and mail-in. But now we are ahead by over 250,000 votes.
A former boxer is arrested in a huge drug bust.
The Department of Justice on Monday charged former professional heavyweight boxer Goran Gregoric with trafficking over 20 tons of cocaine worth more than $1 billion through U.S. ports. Most of the cocaine was from a 2019 seizure called one of the largest in U.S. history. The 43-year-old was arrested last weekend after being indicted by a grand jury in New York. Gregoric, who is from Montenegro, was arrested while trying to board a flight at Miami International Airport. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech are launching a clinical trial on a vaccine that targets both COVID-19 and the flu. It's a combination of the Omicron-specific COVID booster available now and Pfizer's flu vaccine that's in phase 3 trials. Results will become available next spring. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.